Thanks again for joining us here for Saturday. Right in the middle of the holiday season on KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM. In Bellingham, the name of the show, like the big voice guy just told you a second ago, it's a community connection. And when I say we're in the holiday season, you know, we got past Thanksgiving. And okay, now it's just, 120 miles an hour into Christmas. My life's working out, by the way. I'm Bill Davis. My life's working out today because I am joined by three gorgeous ladies. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Let me see if I can go right to left or left to right on the radio dial. We have Jen Zimmerman. You're with Launching Success,
yep.
Right? Okay. We've got Kate Anderson.
Yes.
Nice. We got more than one Kate in the studio.
Yes.
And Kate Simmons. And you guys are with the Children's Museum, Skagit County, right?
Correct.
Okay. Why? You did it at the same time. Nice. Knock on wood.
So simpatico.
Why are we here today? What's going on? It's holidays, so there's something special that's getting ready to open up, right?
Yeah. We have a wonderful partnership with Launching Success Learning Store in Bellingham.
Yeah.
At a holiday toy store located at the outlet shops at Burlington,
mm-hmm.
the future home of the Children's Museum. And it's been a wonderful partnership and connection.
Okay, my brain's already exploding. Let's see. We got Launching Success. We got a holiday toy store, but the holiday toy store is going to be in Burlington. But I'm so confused already. Now, tell me how this partnership started.
Well, you know, Launching Success has been looking to try and expand our reach down into Skagit County, maybe into Island County. And I've known Kate through the channels for a number of years and approached her and said, hey, what are you thinking about maybe having a toy store? Do you have a space? What do you think about this? Should we talk? And literally it happened in a week.
A week.
Yeah.
A week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we decided, let's do this.
Went boldly forward.
So we've been open actually for almost a month.
Oh, really?
It's already open.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's happening down there in Burlington. So.
And these are educational things. This is not like your old used Ataris or Pong or video games or things. Am I dating myself totally?
There are a few throwback toys in there. Sure.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Do you have Rock'em Sock'em robots there?
No, but
or
there
do
are
you even
some
know what the, do you even know what that
bulbs.
Is?
I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
There are some really great. The old, I think it's Fisher Price from when I was a kid. The rolling telephone with the googly eyes and
now that you see, we need to get kids. We need to get kids on the rolling eyes telephone and get them away from the cell phone.
Yes,
right?
Totally.
Show them what a real phone used to look like, right? You know, in the great old days.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to provide is just quality toys that take kids away from screens and provide them with that connection to learning and play. So, and that's what the museum believes in too.
Absolutely. And there are games that the whole family can engage in and a variety of toys from birth on up to teens.
We are speaking right now. Watch this. We got Jen. We got Kate. We got Kate. It's all about the holiday toy store that you say is open right now. Open on weekends. Obviously open during the week.
Every
right?
day.
7 days a week.
You guys have been open during for a month now?
Yes.
Almost.
Yes. I think so we opened on the 3rd.
Is this the real grand opening, or did you do a soft rolling opening, or is this kind of like the big, it's past Friday, it's past, crazy online Black Friday, kind of stuff. So this is the weekend it's going to be probably nuts for you guys.
Yeah, we hope. We hope. Hey, bring it on.
Yeah. So you're ready to go.
We are stocked up and set to go.
It's in the outlet shops in Burlington. Okay, so we talked about the googly-eyed telephone. What other, give me some other cool stuff that's going to be there.
Cool stuff. Yeah. I think one of my most favorite products is the science kits that are there for kids, like exploring and experimenting and hands-on activities that you can do with families, grandparents, mom and dad, brothers, sisters. That's one of my favorite things.
Is this like the old science kit I had like when I was a kid, where you open it up and there's like 18, experiments can do, you can grow stuff that'll freak your mom out. Right.
Yeah, different parts. Yeah. Yep. Different lots of experiments to do. Mm-hmm. Some are more specific, in a content area like building something. Some are more experienced like making slime. So it just depends on what kind of
she
kit.
Said making slime.
I know. Right. That's
now,
hot. That's now hot
I'm
right in, now.
I'm interested now.
That is so 2018.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. Well, making slime. You could do your own Ghostbusters movie in your house.
You could.
Absolutely. In the comfort and safety of the holidays in your living room or kitchen.
Nice. What are the hours, by the way? I'm just curious.
Oh, goodness.
You guys are open from when
like,
to when?
You know, 10 to 6, and then on the weekends it's 10 to 8.
Yeah.
Those are posted on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there are some holiday hours at the outlet shops that we're adhering to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that I don't know memorized off the top of my head.
If,
sorry.
I imagine if somebody Googled outlet shops Burlington, they'd be able to, you know, they'd have the hours there.
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
Obviously.
And since everybody lives on Facebook, the Holiday Toy Store has its own dedicated page on there with all the hours and things. Mm-hmm. And then the Children's Museum is tied to that as well, and Launching Success. So since everyone pretty well lives on Facebook, you can find everything you need to know.
Now, I'm just thinking, if you don't sell out of everything there, come December 26th. What happens to all the stuff that's left over?
Mm. We stay open till the end of the year.
Oh, you do?
We do,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Launching Success will take their merchandise, and we will take ours, and we're having fun discussing already ongoing partnerships and possibilities. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to bring even a greater variety of educational, learning, fun, exciting, interactive play.
And I'm assuming you're going to come back at some time and tell me what those new partnerships will be, how they will enthrall us all.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go again. Everybody's everybody's in total holiday store harmony today. We still have a couple of minutes left. So this partnership came about, and it's called the Holiday Toy Store. Is this first year, by the way?
Yes.
Holiday
Correct.
Toy Store?
Yes.
Yeah.
First year for the partnership, but the Children's Museum has traditionally done a Holiday Toy Store that supports the museum, and this was just a natural add-on. I mean,
and
it's
to have
a no-brainer.
It at the outlet shops at Burlington, where the Children's Museum is currently under construction to move. So that's a great opportunity to kind of be there and have a play setting. It will also, the toy store will be open during Winter Wonderland, which is a huge event that we do.
I remember
December
that last
7th,
year.
8th,
you guys
9th.
Were in last year to talk about that, weren't
Live
you?
Reindeer 2 days this year because what? They're fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Is Santa going to be there?
Santa will be.
Santa will be? Okay.
Of course. Doesn't Santa need to go to the Holiday Toy Store?
Well, I think he's got, I mean, he's got a long list, you know. From,
I heard
from
Ernie the Elf was going to be at the Holiday Toy Store.
For our friends on Cafe.
That's
right.
Yeah. That's Ernie the Elf. That's the one where you go search, try to find Ernie, you know, and take a picture with him and win
He'll
cool
stuff. He'll
be
there, too.
He's going to be there?
Yes.
Okay. Do we know what day? Or is he there all the time?
He's
is he there
the
all the time?
Ernie season. Right?
He's kind of hiding.
He's
going to
be there
he?
Monday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that as well. With the minute or so left that we have to spend with you, lovely ladies, let's tell them again. It's the Holiday Toy Store, open from what time to what time?
Let's just say 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Monday through Thursday.
Weekends a little bit longer.
10 to 8. Yeah, a little bit longer.
And you kind of configure it with the outlet shop's hours as well.
And check our Facebook page. We're doing some events also during the month of December for kiddos. And so they can check those out on our Facebook page as well. That's really fun. We're doing a make and take craft on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 4:30. That's just drop in free.
Yeah.
So come on down. We're just trying to get people to check us out, see what we have, and hope to provide, you know, some great quality presents for Christmas.
And then we're also doing a gift wrap fundraiser for the Children's Museum as part of it. So
that'll be great.
Bring your gifts there. We'll wrap them all, and they'll be beautiful.
For a donation. Nice, indeed. Jen, Kate, and Kate from Children's Museum, from Launching Success. Did I miss anybody? I think that's everybody.
That's
I'm counting. 1, 2, 3. I got all three in. I just want to make sure. Come back anytime. I want to find out some updates throughout the holidays as we get closer to Christmas and see how successful it's going. Okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Always good seeing you guys. That is Kate, and Jen. I love that. Just going right to left and left to right. All talking about the Holiday Toy Store for the Children's Museum of Skagit County, also partnering with Launching Success as well. Going on right now at the outlet shops in Burlington. We will continue with a big show here, Community Connection, in just a moment on KGMI.